Chaver, it's a big schus to be here and be together. It's so difficult leaving Eretz Yisrael. Mamish, it's crazy. I think last night I was standing by the Kaisel, saying goodbye to the Kaisel after one of the most beautiful Yom Kippurim, not just one of the most beautiful Yom Kippurs, but one of the beautiful 2 days and most special 2 days of my life. We've told you some about that already. But one of the chizuks I always have coming back. Well, one chizuk is always that my wife and my children are here, so it's not so difficult getting on the plane when I'm coming to be with my beautiful children and my wonderful special wife, my Shishchai, who sacrifices so much that I could leave the home and gain from all the chizuk and Eretz Yisrael and hopefully bring it back to the bias. But the other chizuk is knowing coming back on a Thursday morning and knowing I have the schus to give over Torah Thursday night to the chevra. And MS is, it's something very special. And it was already cheshbinning on the plane ride there already thinking about it because I knew there would be very little time to prepare. And so on the plane ride there, I was learning some in Yonim. So some of this Torah stems from there and other thoughts that I had throughout the 2 days in Eretz Yisrael. We'll start with the beginning of a story, which will explain the end of the story at the end of the Shir, Bez Hashem. So you see I'm holding here a dreidel. So you think maybe I have the Yom Tovim mixed up a little bit. So let me tell you about this dreidel. Let me tell you a little bit about this dreidel. You know, Chaver knows one of the reasons I go to Eretz Yisrael is just to get some stories. Because I'm working on Sefer Shemos, and I have a few parshas left. I need a few more stories for the Sefer. So this dreidel, last night, Matzah Yom Kippur, my minhag has become over the years Matzah Yom Kippur. So after an incredible davening in Yeshiva Netiv Aryeh with the Kohen Gadol Mamish leading us in the Ila, can't even explain to you what the Lashon HaAba was this year. Mamish, you could feel it. Then Mayriv. Then you have a little bit of a drink and maybe a piece of cake. My minhag has become always after the davening to go to the Kaisel and at the Kaisel say Kiddush Levana and then daven a little bit and basically say goodbye to the Kaisel, say goodbye to Kaidish Kedashim as if Mashiach doesn't come within those next few hours. I'm getting on a plane to come back to be here together with you. So last night I'm at the Kaisel. It's crazy to say last night I'm at the Kaisel. You know, last night I was at the Kaisel. Three nights ago, I'm by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, by Kever Rachel. Now I'm together with you, Cedarhurst. But that's what this dreidel is all about, actually. And you'll understand in a moment. So I'm standing at the Kaisel, I'm davening at the Kaisel, Leil Yom, Matzah Yom Kippur. There's not so many Yidden around anymore. Most people have left already, gone to eat. But there are people. A few different Kiddush Levana tanses going on, you know. And I'm davening. And I look down, and on the floor I see this dreidel. Mamish, this dreidel is on the floor at the Kaisel Matzah Yom Kippur. And I'm totally bewildered. I mean, it was just shocking to see it. I don't know what, to see it, and you see it's like a big green dreidel, it really stands out. To see a dreidel Matzah Yom Kippur, what is a dreidel doing on the floor of the Kaisel Matzah Yom Kippur? What's it doing there? A dreidel is like one of those things that just doesn't come out till Chanukah time. You just don't see them. Even if you have them in your house, they're like closed off somewhere together with like last year's wicks. And no one's playing with a dreidel during the year. No one's using a dreidel during the year. How did a dreidel get there? What is it? So I pick it up and then I look at it. And it became even crazier. Because when I look at it, I'm looking through the dreidel. And as we all know, Eretz Yisrael dikka dreidels are different than Chutz La'aretz dikka dreidels, right? And an Eretz Yisrael dikka dreidel should be Neis Gadol HaYapo with a pay. And this dreidel is a Chutz La'aretz dikka dreidel, Neis Gadol HaYasham. So then even more so, if there's going to be a dreidel, by Kodesh Kedashim, as close as could be, by the Kaisel Ma'aravi, it should be with a pay, not with a shin, but it's with a shin. So I'm thinking to myself, whatever, I don't know how this got there, but it must be that the Ribbono Shel Olam sent it to me. The Ribbono Shel Olam put it there for me to find. So what's this dreidel? Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam send me this dreidel? So we'll explain. But we have to first understand the Hilvi Yantav Sukkos to understand what this dreidel is for. Because I'll tell you, the emes is, chevra, that I deeply believe Sukkos is the least understood Yantav of all the Yomim Tovim. What is this Yantav of Sukkos all about? We're about to enter into Sunday night. We'll be sitting in our sukkah, and we all are excited to sit in the sukkah, and we enjoy sitting in the sukkah and sleeping in the sukkah. I hope everybody, you have a chiv to sleep in the sukkah, you know. You have a chiv to live in the sukkah. In certain modern places, I think you're not supposed to sleep in the sukkah for some reason. It's a chiv to sleep in the sukkah, just like there's a chiv to eat in the sukkah. There's seemingly more of a chiv to sleep in the sukkah, right? Because shinas arai is a chiv to be in the sukkah. Achilas arai, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. But you make a pais can bring down, only make a lay shave on eating and not on sleeping, even though if you're ma'ayin, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if you're for sure not going to eat and you're gonna sleep in your sukkah, you should probably make a bracha on lay shave as well. You should probably make the lay shave as well, okay, but we get out of that suffix, and we usually, if you're going to go to sleep, you should have some mezonos and make the lay shave that way. Well, ma'ayin, you have a chiyuv to sleep in the sukkah. If you're a mitzar, because it's very, very cold, it's raining, or you mamish, no, you yourself can't sleep in the sukkah, you're going to be mitzar, you can't fall asleep. So then you're potter, like any mitzvah, but otherwise you're chayav to sleep in the sukkah. So you bring your bed, and bring your nice blanket, and bring everything in, and you sleep in the sukkah. But anyways, so we're going to be living in our sukkah, and we have the yantav of sukkahs. But what is the yantav all about? I deeply believe every other yantav is so simple to understand, at least on the pashtus, right? You ask any two-year-old, okay, maybe not a two-year-old, second grader, why do you celebrate Pesach? Oh, we the Gula of Mitzrayim, right? Why do you celebrate Purim? We're saved from Haman. Why do you celebrate Chanukah? We're saved from Yavan. Why do you celebrate Shavuos? Kabbalah Torah. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, Hischatshus, Yom Adin, Yom Kippurim, Yom Slich Mechila, Yom Shenitna Baluch Hashanios. Every yontiv, grand occurrences happen that we're celebrating. Come Sukkos, Nu Chevra. Tell me, why are we celebrating Sukkos? What are we celebrating Sukkos? So the Gemara, we know the Machlokes in the Gemara. Yechever knows the Machlokes in the Gemara, right? Whether it's Sukkos Mamish, or whether or not it's Kavod. But both of those, do either of those make any sense to you guys? MS. Do either of them make any sense? First of all, whether it's the Nanei Kavod, the clouds of glory, or whether it's Sukkos Mamish, why specifically the 15th of Tishrei? Why specifically the 15th of Tishrei? What happened then? If we had Sukkos Mamish, we had all year. Clouds of glue, and then a couple had all year. They say, what do you mean? What about the Torah? Everyone learned the Torah. Right? So we don't have it right after Pesach. When we started all of this, we have it now. But first of all, the Torah doesn't answer why specifically this date. Torah doesn't go there. Second of all, I had this chus just to be in Eretz Yisrael. And we all know, Ayin the Ramban, but you don't have to be Ayin the Ramban. That's where we're all supposed to be. And we know that mitzvahs are supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I was just in Eretz Yisrael. It's gorgeous weather. 85 degrees. 80 degrees. Gorgeous weather. What's the weather Pesach time? 85 degrees. 80 degrees. Gorgeous weather. It's the same weather. So I never understood the Torah. Okay, maybe in Europe it's different. We're supposed to be in Europe. We see what happens when we're in Europe. Hashem Yirachem. Is that where we're supposed to be? So, meaning, I just don't understand. That's a pagam in me. Obviously. But Lamaisa, what's the pshat? And then all Sukkos Mamish, we're celebrating that we sat and that we built sukkahs, so that's a celebration compared to every other yantav. And even the Nanei HaKavod, it's a beautiful, tremendous miracle, but compared to the other miracles, and why don't we have a yantav to celebrate the Man? Why don't we have a yantav to celebrate Bar Miriam? So where do we find that we celebrate just miracles that Hashem does for us that are not salvations, that are not Yeshuos? Where do we find such a thing? What is the yantav of Sukkos all about? What are we celebrating? What is it? And by the way, if you don't understand what it is, if we don't have Havana, we're b'stama l'fi the Bach, for sure, we're not yoytze mitzvah of sukkah, which is untrue by other mitzvahs. Usually we pask a mitzvah sricha kavana, but what does that mean? Read through the Mishnah Berurah over there, Bechel's Kriya Shema, what does it mean? It means I have to know that I'm doing this because God commanded me to do it. So when I put on my tefillin in the morning, I might not know exactly why these black boxes are going to my arms and on my head, and straps, and what they exactly are. But I know God commanded me to do this, so I do it. That's fine. Now, their deeper kavanah is even better. But mitzvah sukkah, because the pasuk says, L'man yedu doroseichem, the Bach says, you have to know why you're doing it. And if you don't know why you're doing it, not just that God commanded you to do it, you don't know why, you're not yotze your mitzvah. You're not yotze your mitzvah of sukkah. if you don't know what it's all about. So what's it all about? Let's understand today. And through this, we'll understand why the dreidel is sitting on this table right now. We'll get there. So first of all, we have to understand how Kaddish the Sukkah is. If you look in the Zohar, I don't know how many of you are looking in the Zohar generally, but if you look in the Zohar, there are many different Zohars that talk about the Sukkah, and the Kaddush of the Sukkah. I'll read you one in Parshas Amar. Ta Chazeh, come and see. After 3 days in Eretz Yisrael, 2.5 days, I definitely could have used Zohars, right? It's okay, Aaron David? Bad. It's one big mikvah. What? You want mikvah today? So yeah, we're good, okay. Tachazi, everyone will rely on yours. You had everyone in mind?
Sure.
Okay. Tachazi b'shat d'var nos yosef b'medura d'atzila d'memnusa. Come and see when a person, when any of us are going to be sitting in that sukkah, in the shade of Amunah, tzila d'memnusa. Listen to what happens. When we're sitting in that sukkah, Shchinta parsa gadfa alei mil'ela. The Shechina spreads its wings around us. Meaning what? When we're in our sukkah, we're literally surrounded by the Shechina. Incredible. Incredible. Which makes so much sense. That would be right after Yom Kippur. When we hit this point of Kapara and Tahara, we go into the sukkah and we're surrounded by the Shechina of the Ribbono Shel. But what exactly does that mean? What does that mean? Now, by the way, it's very interesting. I saw there's a Havamina in the Torah's Koyanim, in Parshas Emar, that because it makes sense, the sukkah is so kadosh, it's based on sukkah, we don't go with this lamaskana, but that maybe it suggests the sukkah needs to be on Harabayas. The only way to mekayim mitzvah sukkah is if it's on Harabayas. Mamish. Imagine. There's a Havamina. That the sukkah needs to be in Harabayas. It's so kadosh, it needs to be in Harabayas. Harabayas. You know, I had the schus to daven mincha erev Yom Kippur. Schus to daven mincha erev Yom Kippur on the rooftop of Shuvu Banim, the Brazil Yeshiva in the Muslim Quarter, which any of you have been there? And I don't know if I've ever taken anyone there. Anyone's been there? You've been to the top, right? Yeah. We took you when you were seniors with Rebbe, right? So top, which is directly opposite Harabayas, looking down on Harabayas. That's where I davened my mincha erev Yom Kippur. Looking down at Kaddish, the makom Kaddish Kadashim. Can't explain to you what that was, but maybe you have a little havana just by saying it. Kaddish, Harabayas. Mir Tashem Bekarv Mamash will be there. So the sukkah should be so Kaddish, should be on Harabayas. What's this all about? Let's try to understand this. You know, on Yom Kippur, a few days ago, we finally got Luchos Shnios, right? We finally got the Luchos. You know what that was when we got the Luchos? The Baal Turim explains in Parshas Yisro that the gaining of the Luchos, the acceptance of the Luchos from the Ribbono Shel, which again, we received eventually on Yom Kippur, was our Kedushin with the Ribbono Shel. That was our engagement. Whenever you have engagement, you need Not just an amira, not just a dedication, but you need a kinyan through, as we do, kinyan kesef. Obviously, there are different ways, kesef shtarbiya, but we're mekayim through kesef is the ring that one day, b'shal tefes lachas, each and every one of you, will be mekayim mitzvah kedushin with a ring, it's shava kesef. And we mekayim mitzvah kedushin with kesef. So it has to be something with value. What the Rabbanu Shalom, when we were engaged to Rabbanu Shalom, Rabbanu Shalom gave us, Kilekachtem Zati Lechem, as Torahsi. The Torah is the method, and that was Kedushin. But Lamais is Kedushin enough. Lamais is Kedushin's engagement. Engagement is only the first step in a marriage. Engagement is not complete commitment. You're not living together yet. You'd like to one day live together. Engagements can be broken. I mean, marriages can also, but much more difficult. It's a much bigger parsha. Engagement is some connection, but not full commitment. So the Sfas Emes says in Sukkos, in Tuf Resh Lamed Aled, Inyan Sukkah Kemoi Chuppah. The Sukkah is the Chuppah. Shigoy meres hakinyan isha labala. When we go in our sukkah and we're surrounded by the Shekhinah, like the Zohar says, that sukkah represents a chuppah. What is chuppah? The final stage of marriage. That's the nesu'in. That's the nesu'in. Meaning what, chevra? Understanding now that we went through Yom Kippur, but that was only the Kedushin. And comes Sukkis, and we're going to go through the chuppah. In fact, by the way, if you take the gematria of Bas Sukkah, when you're in the Sukkah, Bas Sukkah is gematria 93. Exactly, gematria chuppah. When we go into the sukkah, it's our chuppah with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw in the Ber Chaim of Melech Biderman, he says that then comes Shmini Atzeres, and Shmini Atzeres is the Yichur. Where do we see this? If you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Hei Mebeis, he says about Shmini Atzeres, Mashal Lamelech Basar Bedam, he had a king. Sha'amar La'avadav said to his servant, Asali Suda Gedola. Make a big party. Everyone's at the big party, at the big wedding feast. At the chuppah, it's a big, big party. However, Liyom Achron, at the very end, Amar Lo'oyavo, he says to the one he loves, Asali Suda Katana Kadesha Ena Yimimcha. Make us a small Suda, just me and you, so we could benefit from each other. Yichud. That's the end. That's Shmini Atzeres, the Yichud. So we're going through the motions, through these Yamim Tovim, through these Halakha Yamim Tovim. We're going through the motions of Kedushin and Nisuin. And let's understand, Chevra. Let's understand. What we're saying then is, even after Yom Kippur, we only had engagement with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We need a sukkah to show that we're completely committed to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sukkah represents the complete commitment, the ultimate marriage. By the way, if you look in Yeshaya, Parak Dalet, he's talking about Pasuk Dalet, Hey Vav, talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu cleansing us like he does by Yom Kippur. Imrachas Hashem, if Hashem washes us, et soas binosion, the dirt and disgustingness, Vestamei Yushalayim, and the blood spill of Yushalayim. And he goes on to explain that eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us and cover us. Al kol kvod chuppah, through like a chuppah. And he continues, V'sukkah t'yel etzel yamim. It'll be like a sukkah. He interchanges the chuppah and the sukkah. You see, it's one. Ayin Shah. But let's understand this a little deeper. What is this all saying? Because this is all just deep ideas. Let's bring it home. So the only way I deeply understand sukkahs, and I've shared this with some of you before probably, to really understand what this all means, and to really understand its connection to Yom Kippur as the Kedushin, and sukkahs as the chuppah, and this ultimate commitment to Hashem, which we'll explain, Bez Hashem, B'divrei Hisoyrus in a minute, but first we have to just understand what it means, is through the words of the Halakha Vilna Gaon. And I'm sure some of you have heard this, probably I've said this over before, but I can't stop sharing it before Sukkot, because too few people know it. And without knowing this Gra, I don't believe there's any way to understand Sukkot. Shkoyach, what we said until now, we could say over, but what is that? And it's beautiful, and it's MS. But what does that really mean? Still, why the 15th of Tishrei? Why that specific date? Why not have the 14th of Tishrei? Why not the 11th of Tishrei? I hear why it has to be right after Yom Kippur. Why specifically that day? Why specifically a sukkah? Okay, that looks like a chuppah. I hear that a little bit more, but... So listen closely, Chevra. Listen closely. Learned the Vilna Gaon before? You gotta hear this Vilna Gaon. Everyone has a chiyuv not just to listen to this, but the first night of Sukkot. Even till now, you keep that for yourself. It's not necessarily, you know, that's for you and for those of us who are trying to reach higher madrigas. But what I'm about to say, this Vilna Gaon, which we'll link back to everything we said until now, you have a chiv to tell it over in your sukkah, first night of sukkahs, to your family, to everyone there, so they've been kaya mitzvah sukkah. Make sure you do. I'm not joking. I don't care how much your family likes you saying Torah, doesn't like you saying Torah. You have a chiv to tell this over. You should tell it over before you have the first kezias of bread, because that's the ikar mitzvah deraisa, the first kezias of bread. So right after Kiddush, or even before Kiddush, you say you have to tell the Torah over. So you say, tell your family, your Rebbe told you, you have a chiyuv to tell this Torah over. It will take 5 minutes, but everyone needs to learn this Torah. You have to hear the Torah. I mean it, emes. So listen to the words of the Vilna Gaon, to what sukkah is this. It says like this. comes the Dor HaMidbar, and the Midbar is taken out of Mitzrayim. We're getting prepared. We're preparing to marry the Ribbono Shalom, to be one with the Ribbono Shalom. And what do? We completely spit in his face. And we sin by the Chet HaEgel. And what are the ramifications of that sin? First and foremost, we know the luchos are broken. That kedushin that was supposed to occur doesn't occur yet because the luchos are broken when Moshe Rabbeinu takes him down. But additionally, at that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the Anani HaKavod. Now the Anani HaKavod, more than any other miracle at the time, there were other great miracles going on, but it represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deep love and protection of us. The Mon, a great miracle, and the Ber Miriam, a great miracle, but in a certain sense, he had to do that for us. If he doesn't, we're dead. There's no reason to bring us into a midbar and take us out of Mitzrayim and not give us food and not give us water. The Anani HaKavod was this extra love, the extra protection, which wasn't, it was a luxury, it wasn't a necessity, which shows his love and deep connection to us. He took it away because we spit in his face. We don't deserve that anymore. He's still gonna keep us alive and give us mud and give us water, but he's not going to give us that extra connection that we had to him, that dveikus that came through the representing the Shechina residing upon us, as that was the Anani HaKavod. So Moshe Rabbeinu then is begging on our behalf. Begging on behalf. Goes up to Shemayim, Mamish begging on behalf. Hashem, Hashem, Korach, Mechana, Erech, Abayim, Rav Chesed, Vemes, right? As we all know, Marashon, Daf, Yedayim. And finally, on Yom Kippur, Yom Slich, Mechila, Yom Shenina, Baluch, Shnias, right? And that's what we just celebrated. Yesterday. Holy cow. I, Mamish, don't know my days. It feels like every day is weeks. Well, yesterday. Okay, hopefully we still feel Yom Kippur, Chavre, I hope. So on Yom Kippur, Yom Slich Mechila, Yom Shenina Baluch Hashneos. We got the Luch Hashneos. It's all good. Slich Mechila. We think it's amazing, right? Youth, we were dancing last night. Lashon Abba Mishlayim. You feel the Tahara. You feel the Kapara. We're back to where we should be. We're reunited with the Ribbono Shalom. This is awesome. Great. Fixed it all. It's amazing. Tancing in my kittel, my talis, as if there's no daigus in the world. All the ways I messed up all year long, out the window. I'm pure. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. We're good. That's what we're taught. That's what we think. That's what we celebrated last night. Close, but not fully. Because the emes is, the door, and we're all just reliving the Dor HaMidbar again as they went through the motions of sinning and days of tshuva, which are Elul, we know. That's all we're reenacting. And we had our Yom Kippur, and they had their Yom Kippur, and they got the Luch HaShnias, it's true. And they got Tzlich HaMechila, as the Martinus tells us. But guess what? They still don't got the Anani HaKavod back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give the Anani HaKavod back on Yom Kippur. Which means what? There's still a pagam. There still was a chisaron. There still was a lacking. We weren't fully reunited. We weren't back to where we were. The relationship was still not perfect. So Vilna Gaon explains what happened the next day. The next day there was a tzivoy commandment to what? To build the Mishkan. Yud Alef Tishrei. Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to start building a Mishkan. Yud Alef Tishrei. Today, Yud Alef Tishrei. That day, every time I think about that day, there's only one thing personally. It's Yud Alef Tishrei. A few years ago was the last time I had the schus to see my Rebbe. Rav Nosson Tzvi Zatzal. It's the day after Yom Kippur. I wasn't there for Yom Kippur. Last time I had the schus to be with him. Because then he was Nifter Yud Alef Cheshvan. I have such a karsa tov till this day. Every day on Yud Alef Tishrei I think about it. And I have such a karsa tov to the rabbitin. Because what happened was, some of the chaver might know the story. But it was the day after, it was a year when Yom Kippur was on a Shabbos. So I stayed, usually I have to come back the next day for yeshiva. But when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, so the next day, Sunday, we usually have off from yeshiva. Because in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so I stay for Sunday. So I was there Sunday, and I never went to Eretz Yisrael without going to visit my Rebbe, and it was the highlight of every trip that I ever went to Eretz Yisrael, was spending time with Rav Tzvi. So it was in the afternoon, I was finally in my shar, it was like 6-7 afternoon, my flight was that night. I was with a few guys, and went, took them to the Rav Tzvi, to my Rebbe, to go see my Rebbe. So I go in, the Rebbe then greets me, and I said, we're talking for a minute, and the Rav Shiva, the Rav Tzvi, was learning with a few people. the last thing in the world I want the day after Yom Kippur to mevatel the Torah of the Gadol Adar. You know, it's like just not a good thing to do. So when I saw that, I told the Rebbes, and you know what? I'm leaving tonight, but I can't be mevatel the Rebbe's Torah. Please tell the Rebbe I was here, and then I'm coming back in like 5 weeks. 5-6 weeks, I'm coming back. That year, I was going back for Thanksgiving, like Bez Hashem will be doing this year, because I had someone was bringing me for Achlan Sefer Torah. My family also had an Achlan Sefer Torah that time. It was very beautiful. So I said, I'm going to be back in a few weeks. Not such a big deal. And the Rebbezin looks at me and says, if the Rosh Hashiva knew you were here and he didn't see you, he'd be mamish very upset about it. You have to go in. So I said, no, I can't go in. He said, you have to go in. I'm telling you, the Rosh Hashiva would be upset if he knew you were here. So Rebbezin basically made me go in. And I went into the Rosh Hashiva, and the Rosh Hashiva gave me a big kiss that I still feel until today. We just spoke for like 2-3 minutes, because he was learning with two bachrim. I didn't want to take his time. And that was the last time I saw the Rosh Hashiva. The Rebbezin didn't push me to go in and tell me that. By the time I got back, 6 weeks later, whatever it was, Rosh Hashiva already was nifter. Oh yeah, what a person we lost. Tell you an amazing story. I think it's written up some of the chevra you saw in my Sefer in Bereishis. When I used to go to Rosh Hashiva the last few times, last few years when he was still alive, I used to give him a little mamish, nothing much, you know, I don't have much, I wish I had more to give, but a little check for the yeshiva, as a karsa tov for the kasher, for the time I learned to the mirror. So that last time I also gave him a check. Trust me, it was very, very little. But the yeshiva always would send back a thank you note, and he signed it, personally signed it. You know the story how one time I was with him talking for like 45 minutes, and the entire time we were talking, he had a pile like this high, mamish, like 500 sheets, all thank you for those who came to the Mir Yeshiva dinner, signing each one personally. For the Yeshiva to sign each one, it took him anywhere from 20 to 45 seconds, because of his Parkinson's disease, just to get his hand down on the table. It was so difficult. When he got his hand down, he'd be able to sign, but each time it was like a fight. He could have had a stamp, he could have had someone else do it, he knew how meaningful it was to each person. So that last time when I gave him that check, and the last time I saw him, I also got back a thank you from the Rosh Hashiva for the Dava to the Yeshiva, signed by the Rosh Hashiva. When I got it in the mail, a few days after the Rosh Hashiva was Nifter. If you look on the envelope, I have it upstairs, I could bring it down after. The date on the envelope, Yud Aleph Cheshvan. Dated the day that the Rosh Hashiva was Nifter. Have it upstairs. Now obviously he signed it maybe the day before, maybe 2 days before, and they sent it out then. But mamish dated the day he was Nifter. It was the biggest chizuk to me. It was like, mamish, the Rosh Hashiva telling me, I'm here, I'm with you. Anyways, what are we talking about? Yud Aleph Tishrei, right? Let's get back. If I start talking about the Rosh Hashiva, listen. Noam showed me a picture of the Shiva. My son brings me tonight. My son called me earlier. My son called earlier and said, you got me a special present. So first I screamed at him, I don't want presents from you. I don't want you to use my money. When I got home and I saw what he brought me, a picture of the Shiva for the sukkah, I was mamish, very thankful. Incredible. But anyways. So the Halakha of Vilna Gaon, he says, on Yom Kippur we got the Torah and it was the Kedushin. But we didn't yet get back the Nanei HaKavod. Yud Aleph Tishrei is a commandment to build a Mishkan. Then for a few days we started giving all the Nedavos. Trishat Trumra, Zov, Kesef, Nechoshesh. You know when all those were given? Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph. These days. What happened on Tesvav Tishrei, the year that we got the Luchos, the year that we had our first Yom Kippur? On Tesvav Tishrei? We started building the Mishkan. We started saying to Hashem, we want you to reside with us again. We want you to be here. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how deeply we wanted Him, that the Shechina should be B'tachtoinim, and we start building a Mishkan and giving all of our money and Nedavos, on Tesvav Tishrei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the Nanei HaKavod. On Tesvav Tishrei. And the Halakha of Vilna Gaon therefore tells us, you know what the celebration of Sukkot is? It's not just stop celebrating Nanei HaKavod. Then why on Tesvav Tishrei? Why not any other day of the year? Why don't we celebrate other miracles like the Mon and the Ber Miriam? You know what it is? It's a celebration of something that did occur. And not just something that occurred, something unbelievable and grand that occurred. It was the giving back of the Ananiya Kavod, which is the reunification with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which was the first time in history we learned that as a nation we can mess up big time. We can spit in God's face and be a balavera like all of us have been in times in our life. And not only can we do tshuva, and not only can we have some slicha mechila, we can have it on the level as if we never even did it, we can back to where we were. Back to where we were with the Ananiya Kavod. And we learned that for the first time on Tetzvav Tishrei. And that's the Yontav of Sukkos. And that's why it's Zman Simcha Seinu. That's why it's the greatest Simcha. Because what greater Simcha could there be than knowing after you fall so deep, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take you back and not just forgive you. Forgive you as if it never happened, back to where we were. And that's why it's a chuppah. Because when you have Kedushin, when you have a first step in a marriage, okay, we're there, but we're not fully there, so we're going to be connected, but we can mess up and we're not fully committed. When you're married with a chuppah, it's through thick and thin. When you're married with a chuppah, even when you messed up in the grandest ways, we take each other back and we forgive each other and we work through everything because we're committed to each other in the deepest of ways. And that's what the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be. It's not enough to have Kedushin with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It has to be chuppah. It has to be complete commitment, complete marriage. Too many yidden. Okay, I want some relationship with Hashem. I'll daven a little, I'll learn a little. You know, when you're married, it's not always so easy. Marriage is something, engagement's exciting. To get engaged, beautiful. We're going to get we're gonna have our lechayim, we're going to have our avart, we're going to get engagement presents, we're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and go and dream about all the bathroom things we want and then the kitchen things we want, and you'll pretend that you like it also because you have to make your kala feel good about it. Ich weiß this, and you get a nice little beeper thing to go and press on all the things, and it's exciting. Engagement, it's all fun, it's all games, we're going to dream, and we think, and we're picking out our apartment, and picking out what we have, all the stuff, because all of our parents are paying for all the stuff anyways, and we think this is real life, and wow, I'm mature, and I'm married, and this is great. It's all fun and games. And then you know what marriage is? Marriage is that I have to go do laundry. And marriage is I have to do the dishes. And marriage is that even when I want to go hang out with my friends when they're playing ball, I'm going to stay home because my wife wants me to be home. And that's commitment. That's real. Are we ready to be married? Are we ready to be married? So too is with the Eibishter. Comes Sukkos, we're not dating, we're not engaged. We're committed fully. We're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways, through thick and thin, in the best times and the more difficult times. That's what Sukkos represents. I want to suggest Lanias Daiti. This came to me on the plane to Eretz Yisrael. This came to me on the plane as I was thinking about these ideas and something. So listen, maybe that's even pshat in the Gemara, because Lamaisa, this Gra is incredible, I think. It's the only way to understand Sukkos. Again, the Gra doesn't get into the Kedushin and the Suin, that's other deeper Torahs, but this Gra, Pashtus is the Gra. I don't know any other way to understand Sukkos. But it came to me, I was thinking on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, that maybe, Pa'amkus, that's the machlekes, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Kiva, that's the machlekes of whether the sukkos mamish, or ananiya kavod, maybe it's eilu v'eilu divril kanchai, meaning what, let me suggest. If sukkah is this ultimate commitment to Hashem, that's what it really is. And sukkah is the marriage, and sukkah is Hashem saying to us, through thick and thin, I'm going to take you back, and we're committed to each other in the deepest of ways. Anila doidi v'doidi li, through anything. Maybe that's pshat, meaning what? We're going to be together, banane akavod, in the clouds of glory, where things are awesome and there are fireworks, and we're going out for our anniversary to Prime Grill, and things are amazing, and we're loving it. In the banane akavod relationship. But in the sukkos mamish, in our little huts, when things are complicated, and things are not so simple, and we're having a little bit more of a difficult time, we're equally committed to each other. Maybe that's pshat. It's elu ve'elu divrei kanchayim. Maybe it's the synthesis of the sukkos mamish and ananiya kavod that sukkah really represents. Because that's what the Gra is really telling us. That's what the relationship really is. And that's what a chuppah is. That's what a chuppah is. Maybe as well, I want to suggest, you know, the Zohar says famously, this is not mine, this is the Zohar, that sukkah is gematria, what? Nobody knows? Nobody knows this one? 91. I know that. I see in my notes, I wrote it wrong even. 91, correct, Noam. Sukkah is Gematria 91. Why? The Zohar says, what's 91? Who knows? No one knows this one? No. Huh? It's what? It's the combination of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which is what? 26. And Aleph-Dalad-Nun-Yud, Adnas is 65. 65 plus 26 is 91. Sukkah is a synthesis of Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. You can look in the Tikkuni Zohar. If I'm not mistaken, Nun Vavim Beis. That's where he says this. So what's pshat in that? What's a sukkah? So first of all, okay, shkoyach, as we said, sukkah is the Shekhinah residing amongst us, as the Zohar said already, the Tzeil Dim Nusa. But maybe we can suggest as well, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim, is mercy, is the God of Avinu, the God that we love, the God that's great, the God that we want to be best friends with. That's Shem Avaya. Adnus is my master. Adnus is Mordin. Adnus is the scary God. The Sukkah is, again, is that commitment of a relationship with Hashem, both in times of Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in time of Adnus. No matter what, I'm one with Hashem. Hashem's committed to us and we're committed to Him. We're married. We're not just engaged. We're married. And the relationship has to be that deep and that special. And that's what Sukkot represents. Yom Kippur was beautiful and wonderful. But let's be real. Yom Kippur was in the best of times. Who doesn't enjoy Yom Kippur? Shkoyach. Begashmi, it's a difficult day. But Beruchni, everyone enjoys Yom Kippur. Everyone connects to Yom Kippur. That's why I was in Eretz Yisrael. And wherever I go, I see the biggest chilonim with mohawks like crazy, earrings flying, tattoos up the whole body. You can't see up. Without tattoo, they're jumping in that Arizal's mikvah like nobody's business. These Yidden are jumping. Erev Yom Kippur, I'm there. Erev Yom Kippur, I'm in the Arizal's mikvah Monday night. It's already Erev Yom Kippur, and you see the Yidden in the Arizal's mikvah, I'm jumping in, and then I get to the Kaisel 2 o'clock in the morning. Forget 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm at the Kaisel 4 o'clock in the morning. I can show you a video from 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it's on my phone. 4 o'clock in the morning, Erev Yom Kippur, and Yidden mamish. You look, ponytails, mohawks, earrings, tattoos. The cardboard kotel yarmulkes and crying their eyes out in tefillah. Mamish crying their eyes out in tefillah. Not, you think I'm making it? Go, I'll show you pictures. Unbelievable. Crazy. Because on Yom Kippur, Shkoyach, Yom Kippur, who's not going to feel that? Upper, that's engagement. Engagement's exciting to everybody. Marriage is every day. Marriage is real commitment in great times and more difficult times, when it feels good, when it doesn't feel good. I'm tired today. I'm still going to get to the base medrash and learn. Tonight I have big taivas. I'm going to beat the taivas. Even though it's not so easy tonight. Yom Kippur night, it might be easy. Matzah Yom Kippur, of course I'm not going to fall. I just went through Yom Kippur. But what about tonight? No, I'm committed. I'm married. That's Sukkos. That's Sukkos. That's our relationship with Hashem, Sukkos. When we mamish hug the Rabbanu Shalom, we're one with Him in the deepest ways. In fact, Arizal says that mamish, the sukkah is a hug. The pasuk in Shir Shirim, in the second parak, the sixth pasuk says, V'yamini tichakbeni. The right hand will what? Will hug me. The right hand, just the right hand will hug me. With one hand, because the right represents rachamim, the right? So if you have one hand, when you have one hand hugging you, the Rabbanu Shalom is hugging you with the right hand, so how many parts to your hand are there? They really, you have this, you have two longer parts, right? You have from your shoulder to your elbow. Then you have from your elbow to your hand, that's two parts. And then you have your little hand. What's the Gemara tell us is the smallest sukkah you could have? The Gemara in sukkah, I believe, Zion of Abayz, if I'm not mistaken. Two walls, and then a little bit. The Arizal says, that's the sukkah, the Rabbanu Shalom giving you a hug. The Rabbanu Shalom is giving you a hug with his right hand. Saying, I love you, we're one, we're married. After everything we've been through, all the ups and downs, all the whole year of up and down and whatever, cheating on each other. Well, not on each other, because Rabbanu Shalom obviously is always with us, but we're doing all different types of things. Comes Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, we're re-engaged. But that's only an engagement. Comes Sukkot, we're married. Sukkot is, that's what it represents. We're completely reunited in the deepest ways, and we learn for the first time, even if I fall, we're getting back together, we're getting back up. And that's the chizik each and every one of us has to have. I know it's hard after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is easy. But the chizik of Sukkot is where we're going to be together with the Rabbanu Shalom always, every moment, all year, wherever we are, every day, every Seder, every Tefillah. And some will be hard and some will be easier. But we're married. We're committed. We went through the chuppah. That's what Sukkot has to be for each and every one of us. So this dreidel. Getting back to the dreidel. As a Menachem, this dreidel I found on the floor of the Kaisel, Leil Matzah Yom Kippur. Leil Matzah Yom Kippur, as I said before, I'm davening, I'm saying Kiddush Havana, and I look in the floor and see this dreidel. This chutz laretz de gedreidel neis gadol hayasham. I'll tell you within a few minutes what came to me. What came to me was as follows, chevra. It was that here I have this chus. That's the biggest chus in the world. The Ribbono Shalom sends me big matanos. You know, this year, at the Kaisel Lel Yom Kippur, in the shmuz that I have this chus to give every year, all I spoke about was having ratzon, having desires. You can listen, it's very similar to the shmuz I gave in Chalavim Erev Yom Kippur, which is online if the chevra wants to listen to it. Obviously, without the same emotions, you know, you can't imagine what it is to give it. Some of the chevra's been at that shir at the Kaisel. It's something I look forward to every year. It's something this year I just looked around to be a part of it with all the Nativ guys, but then maybe at least 100 other people join in this year. It's like Chilonim, Charedim, Chasidim. It's a really, really special time. I've been looking today on YouTube to see, because apparently some of the women that were at this year told me that there were a bunch of people recording it. I'm hoping they weren't Jews. Thought maybe someone put it up on YouTube, but we'll see. See if we can find it. You could have watched it and listened on the Kotel cam, which apparently goes on even if it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos and stuff. Last year, I remember some of the chevra told me they heard some of the shmooze on the Kotel cam. But anyways, Lamaisa. Subshad in this dreidel. Again, I have this chus. I have this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur. I have this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael to prepare for Yom Kippur by going to Rabbi David Abu Chazera, to be going to Rabbi Shimon, to be going to the Arizal's mikvah, to be going to Kever Rachel. This is the achanas for Yom Kippur. And then the Yom Kippur itself, to be with the Kohen Gadol Mamish and be at the steps from the Kaisel. So you can imagine what it is having to get on a plane Matzi Yom Kippur to come back to Chutz Laretz. You can imagine what it is to be walking through the streets of the old city watching everyone building their sukkah on Matzi Yom Kippur. And having to know I'm not going to be there for Sukkot if we're not Zoich LeMashiach within the next few hours. You know what it is when I go to visit Meir Sharm for a few minutes after Yom Kippur and try to tanz for a few minutes like Karen Stoll, and after watch everyone walking through the streets buying their lulav and esrog, I know that I'm getting on a plane in a couple of hours. And Baruch Hashem, like I said, I have my family here, so I have what to look forward to be with my children, to be with my wife, and I have my Heilige Talmidim here. But it's hard. It's very difficult. So I deeply believe Hashem sent me a very special matana. Usually when I say that, we're talking about a gematria. Here we're talking about this heilige dreidel. This heilige dreidel, Hashem sent it to me at the Kaisel, which makes no sense that it was there, except because I believe Hashem sent it to me. What's pshat? A dreidel's Chanukah, and what's the whole Yontif of Chanukah? The whole essence of the Yontif of Chanukah is in the darkest of hours, in the darkest of times. No matter where you are, no matter what's going on, the deepest of gullus, the light could brighten it all up. The light of the menorah. What's the light of the menorah? Ki ner mitzvah v'torah ar. It's the light of Torah. The whole essence of Chanukah falls out in the middle of the winter, in the longest of nights, to tell us, even no matter what the situation, when you have Torah, you could brighten anywhere you are, any time you are, anything. And I deeply believe Hashem was sending me this dreidel. This chutz laretz the dreidel to say, don't worry. Yeah, you had this chutz to be here. But even though you're going back there, don't forget the essence of Chanukah. Because when you have that Torah, no matter where you are, we're married and we're good. And it'll be amazing. And that's why I took this dreidel, to be a part of this dreidel and hopefully continue that chizuk. And it just happens to be it's an Eretz Yisrael dreidel. And if you know a little bit about Bnei Yisachar, so when you a chutz laretz tikka dreidel, when you look at a chutz laretz tikka dreidel, so you have shin nun gimel hey. Shin nun gimel hey is gematria 358, which is exactly gematria Mashiach. Because when each and every one of us is able to look at life in such a way, to recognize that we've married Hashem, that we're living under that chuppah, and we're with Hashem through every situation. And whether we're in Eretz Yisrael and had schus to be b'kodesh kedoshim, or whether we're in Cedarhurst or Woodmere, with all the nisyonos that is, I'm going to be kiner mitzvah Torah or dika yid. I'm going to be a sukkah dika yid. I have that chuppah with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're one. We're in this beautiful marriage. That's when we'll be zayichin Mashiach zirkeinu, b'meher b'meinu, b'karav mamish bez Hashem.